There she was, my smart-mouthed Nikki. A smile pulled free, one I hid against her skin before I buried my face back in her heat, kissing her cunt like I had kissed her mouth, laps and licks against her lips, tongue driving between. I licked back to the tight pucker of her ass before I moved to lave at her clit, swollen and red. I rolled my tongue around it, sucked, licked. I pressed my hand to her belly, pushing down as I pressed two fingers into her pussy. Her walls clenched around me, and she gasped, arching and begging and rubbing herself on my face, going a little wild the way I knew she would. My dick pressed painfully at my jeans, so goddamned hard I was pretty sure I was going to lose my mind if I didn't get inside her. That was all right because this girl had always driven me insane. After tonight, I feared I would never come back down. Feared I was never going to be the same. Guessed I hadn't been since the first time I'd kissed her. It was Nikki who'd marked me, written herself on me. Hers, when I could never belong. I fucked her with my fingers, slow and hard while I ate her frantically, matching the frenzied beat that hammered my heart, driving her mad the way I knew I could, wishing I could say screw it all and fuck her right.
Ollie,
she started chanting my name, lifting her hips and begging me for more. I could feel it coming, pleasure winding her tight, so tight she was going to take me with her. I sucked and licked and drove my fingers into her tight body, everything lifted, her body, my spirit. She cried out as her entire body arched and bowed. Her stomach flexed, rippled with her sexy little six-pack, and her head rocked back, pressing into the pillow. Bliss streaked through her and slammed into me, swells of pleasure. A full body glow. So fucking gorgeous. I wanted to sink inside her so bad I couldn't see. Wanted to disappear in her, get lost, or maybe find my way back. Because I didn't think I'd ever felt so close to home than I did while I was holding her like this. As I led her through her orgasm, I climbed back over her and swallowed every one of her pants like they might be able to sustain me. The girl, my breath.
Ollie,
she whimpered as she came down, her hands going back to my bare chest, sliding down my quivering stomach. She went for my fly. Quickly I reached between us and snatched her by the wrists. I pinned both of them over her head. Told you I was going to take care of you, Nikki. I meant it. Hurt washed across her face, and I leaned down and kissed it away. She sighed into my mouth. I eased back, grabbing her underwear from the floor, and helped her back into them before I resituated her dress. Something about it felt so damned intimate, like I hadn't been closer to her than right then. Her eyes tenderly watched me. Now, you rest, I told her. I scooped her up the same way as I'd carried her inside, though this time I carried her to my bed. I laid her in the middle of it and stood at the side staring at her through the faint light that filtered in from the hall. It left her nothing but a silhouette. Still, laid out across my bed, that spellbinding girl was the most gorgeous thing I'd ever seen. Magic. Doing something crazy in me. So beautiful. I murmured, my damned hand shaking when I reached out and ran my knuckle from her temple to her chin. She lifted to it, relishing in the touch, her voice a whisper in the night.
You, Ollie, it's you who's beautiful. You just don't see yourself the same way as I do.
I didn't say anything. I just moved to my dresser and pulled out a tee, helped her from her dress, and tugged my shirt over her head. It swallowed her, and I couldn't help but grin. I shrugged out of my jeans, leaving myself just in my underwear. Could feel the fever in her gaze. A smirk pulled to my mouth.
Told you. One look and you wouldn't be able to think straight. I can't see you that well. Why don't you turn on the light?
The tease spun through the air, and I chuckled, climbed into my bed and tucked her back against my chest. So maybe it was stupid, but I pressed my hard cock to her ass. Then we'd really be in trouble. She snuggled deeper into my hold.
Don't pretend like we haven't always been.
Somberness moved between us, that awareness that had always been ours. Magnetic. I wrapped an arm around her waist and pulled her closer, all distance erased, my mouth at her ear. I've resisted you for so long. She danced her fingertips over the morning blazing stars on my forearm.
Until last year?
My eyes closed and I pulled in a deep breath. It was like inhaling life.
I can't tell you how fucking sorry I am that I did that, Nikki. I lost myself that night. Instead of getting easier, it seems to get more difficult every year. I needed you.
Even though my mind didn't process it, remember it, my soul had sought her out.
And tonight?
She quietly asked, a million questions in the two tiny words. What did we just do? What does this mean? How long until you hurt me again? I nuzzled my nose into the locks of her honeyed hair, comfort gliding through me like a balm.
And tonight? You needed me.
I paused for a second, gathering my thoughts, my words. They trembled with the quiet truth.
Staying away from you is getting harder to do.
She weaved her fingers through mine and pulled our entwined hands to the thunder of her heart, so loud it ricocheted through my room.
Things are changing, Ollie. I can feel it.
What terrified me most was that I felt them changing too.
Chapter 18. Ollie. 16 years old.
The sound of water crashing below them filled their ears, the spray of the falls cooling their skin as they stood at the edge of the cliffs with the sun beating down above them.
Hey, pussies, are you coming or what?
Rex hollered from the lake below, his head bobbing as he treaded water, moving out of the way so the three of them could jump. Kale was already swimming back toward the beach so he could climb back up to jump again.
Don't be an asshole, Rex,
Sydney shouted. He laughed, swiping his hand across the top of the water to make a wave, like it could possibly fly all the way up to splash her. Ollie chuckled under his breath. Sydney was right. Rex was an asshole, constantly throwing jabs and jibes, Kale and Ollie throwing them right back. Didn't mean Ollie liked him any less. They'd just gotten back from football camp. Third year they'd gone. All of them would be starters on the varsity team this year. It had been exhilarating. Pushing himself, testing his limits. But fuck, he'd missed home. He'd missed this. He glanced to the girl, to her trembling hand wound in his. He'd missed her. Nikki Walters, the girl who was supposed to be his best friend, his second sister. In that second, it slammed him. The admission no longer something he could deny. He'd missed her. More than that, he wanted her. Wanted her in a way he wasn't supposed to, but with the way he'd been feeling at night in the dark, hell, with the way he'd been feeling in light of day, it was getting harder and harder to ignore. She'd had a boyfriend all last year, even though he'd told her he didn't like it. Not liking it was a damned disrespect to the way he actually felt. He hated it, abhorred it. It made his insides feel like they were shriveling up and disintegrating. Not that he could say a whole lot since he'd gone through at least 10 different girls in that time, but not one of them made him feel like Nikki. Sweet, timid Nikki, who was shaking in her floral bikini that showed off her rail-thin body, the girl nothing but skin and bone. Didn't matter. His body reacted no matter how fucking bad he begged it not to. There was just something about her that twisted him all up inside.
Come on! Sydney urged, angling her head. You can do it.
He could feel his sister squeezing Nikki's opposite hand. There they were, teenagers, close to grown, three of them holding hands the same way as they'd done since they were little kids, best friends never leaving the other's sides. Call it lame. Hell, Rex constantly razzed him about it, giving him shit that he liked the girls better than him. He did. His crew was cool. His friends the type of guys he could count on for anything. Guys who would always have his back and he'd have theirs, no matter the circumstances. But not like this. He didn't care that the rest of them didn't understand. Ollie's entire world was watching over these two, protecting them. Problem was that protectiveness for Nikki had grown into something new. Nikki nervously peeked over the edge. She sucked in a staggered breath and started backing away, shaking her head as she tugged her hands from theirs.
You guys go ahead. I'll take the trail back down.
Sydney turned to face her, wearing her own bikini. That made him angry too.
He'd kill whoever looked at her the wrong way. The last year he'd gotten into trouble twice for fighting some dipshit who thought he could mess with his sister. One he'd overheard talking about her in the locker room, saying how easily he could get in her pants. The other had the audacity to think Ollie would actually turn a blind eye when he'd found them making out in the back of the senior's car at a party. Fuck no.
No way, Nick-Nick, Sydney said. We aren't going without you. Really, it's fine.
Sydney perched a hand on her hip.
No, it's not fine. It's fun, I promise. You don't want to miss this.
Nikki shook her head, timid the way she'd always been.
I've never done it before.
A giggle lifted from Sydney and she bounced forward, taking Nikki by the hand.
That's the whole point. It's the experience, about living. You know this. Every day counts. Every moment matters. Don't ever forget it.
Ollie reached out and gathered back up Nikki's hand. Yeah. Every moment mattered.
Come on, you can do it, Sydney reassured again. You don't have anything to be scared of. Ollie and I are right here. We'll be with you the whole time.
All three of them squeezed hands and inched up to the edge of the cliff. The roar of the waterfalls pouring into the lake a few yards away filled their ears, loud and stirring. Nikki drew in a deep breath and Sydney peeked around her, his sister's gaze bouncing between the two of them in her soft kind of encouragement. Then she whispered it, the words no longer a shout, but just as loud.
Fly, fly, dragonfly.
They jumped. Hand in hand, Nikki screamed and Sydney shrieked through her laughter. Joy. Always joy. Ollie shouted as they plunged downward, loving it. The feel of just falling. Falling. He was falling. He knew it then. They hit the water. It split, swallowing them whole, sucking them down deep. The three of them floated beneath the surface, surrounded by gushing bubbles and the streaks of light that penetrated the cool blue waters. Sound was distorted against his ears, and his heart beat harder in his chest as he used up all his air. Or maybe it was Nikki who was doing it, stealing his breath. She started to kick her legs through the water, and her foot scraped his upper leg as she propelled herself upward. Just that graze rushed through him, as if she'd raked her nails down his back. The three of them broke the surface, laughing and gasping for air. Nikki giggled the way she always did when she overcame a fear, after she'd tried something new that she wouldn't have done without the two of them. The roar of the waterfall was almost deafening as he looked across at Nikki with her head kicked back toward the sun. Everything was so loud and silent at the same time as he stared. Freckles and olive skin and honey hair. He wanted to put his mouth on her so badly it hurt. Sydney was already swimming for the shore, splashing with wrecks as they drifted off in the distance, the two of them throwing barbs the way they did. Ollie ducked under the water. He came up right in front of Nikki. She gasped in surprise. Then her mouth dropped open with more when he wrapped an arm around her waist and started to paddle them toward a cove in the cliffs.
What are you doing, Ollie, you brute?
She asked, but it was a whisper, all breathy from exertion. Or maybe she felt the same way touching him as he did when touching her. Like it meant something. Like it meant everything. Because she wrapped her arms around his neck and clung to him. Her scent was all around him, his thoughts going haywire with having her like this.
If you dunk me under that waterfall, you're gonna pay for it,
she warned, trying to put lightness in her tone. But there was no missing the way it came raspy from her throat. Ollie tugged her into one of the secluded recesses carved out in the cliffs. A small vein of the waterfall dumped water into the lake from the rock protruding above their heads, making the cove completely secluded from the shore. His feet barely touched, and she floated where he still held her around the waist.
Ollie, what's going on?
She whispered again, so low it was swallowed by the thunder of the waterfall. He only wavered for a second, before he threaded his fingers through her hair and murmured,
This.
He dipped in and brushed his lips against hers, softly, barely there. It didn't matter. It was the most powerful thing he'd ever felt, intense and overwhelming. Nikki gasped, but her hands went to the back of his head to pull him closer. His tongue swept across her lips, prodding, praying she'd want to kiss him back. Thank God she did.
Her lips parted, and she plastered her body against his, her tiny boobs pressed against his bare chest. Ollie grunted, overcome. Was this really happening? Their tongues danced, carefully, cautiously. Her breaths soft and his pants hard. She pulled back, something like awe and confusion in her features. Exactly what he felt. Confused. Awed. He ran the pad of his thumb across her bottom lip. I've been wanting to do that for the longest time. A shy smile pulled across her mouth. I've been wanting you to do that for the longest time, too. Yeah? She bit at her lip. Yeah. Her gaze traveled over his shoulder. Worry climbed to her face. He knew where her mind had gone. This is just between us, Nikki. You and me. It's not anyone else's business. What about Sydney? Guilt and more of that worry filled her words. Don't think we should tell her. He brushed back her hair, needing to touch her. He didn't ever want to stop. Not yet. One day, just not yet. I don't want her to get upset. We are three, forever and ever, you and me. Their pact swam through his mind. He shoved it down. For right then, he didn't want to contemplate they might be doing something wrong, leaving his sister when she'd been the one who'd brought them together in the first place. Warily, Nikki looked back at him like she'd just thought all the same thoughts. Okay. You and me. Then Ollie. He kissed her again. And he knew he didn't ever want to stop.
Chapter 19. Nikki. I snuggled deeper into the massive arms locked around me, and contentment left me on a sigh as I relished in the steady thrum of his heart at my back. I couldn't believe I was lying there with Ollie wrapped around me like a blanket. A big, gorgeous, burly blanket. Heaven. That's what it was. Even when so much felt unstable and wrong, this felt right. In the dark recesses of the night, I let my eyes drift back closed, only for them to fly open again when I heard what must have pulled me from sleep in the first place. Ringing. Ringing from down the hall. Shit. I'd left my phone in my purse where I'd dumped it when I'd come through the door. Trying not to disturb Ollie, I carefully peeled his arm from me and slid out from his hold, keeping my footsteps quieted as I tiptoed across the floor and out the door. Once I clicked the door shut behind me, I quickened my pace, rushing for my phone that was ringing again, both praying and terrified that it would be my sister. Dropping to my knees, I fumbled through my purse, hands shaking when I grabbed it and spun it around to find the number on the screen. Not Sammy. Brenna. Shit, 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 I muttered, quick to accept the call and press it to my ear. Brenna, what's happening? My attention darted to the kitchen so I could look at the time on the microwave. 3:27 a.m. Not good. Panicked cries echoed from the other end of the line, and she rambled something I couldn't make out. Brenna, calm down. Tell me what's happening. Staggered breaths ripped from her. She tried to suck them down, keep them contained. Caleb, he keeps texting me, telling me he's going to take Kyle from me if I don't go back to his place. That little asshole. I think he might be outside, she all but whispered, as if he could hear her. I pushed down the anger that surged and gave it my all to remain professional, searching inside myself for the right advice. You need to hang up and call 911. Right now. I'll be over as fast as I can. Don't go outside. There I was, crossing more lines that weren't supposed to be crossed. But what was I supposed to do? Okay. She agreed, and the line went dead. I started to push back to my feet when I felt the surge of energy blast me from behind. Potent. Intense. That power alone was enough to shift me around to face him. A magnet. Ollie! Who was that? He grated. I'd realized earlier I wanted this man to hold all of me, have all of me, my body and my secrets and my heart. Even if it was foolish. Filled with risk and danger and peril. But I refused to be the girl who was too scared to live her life. I needed him, wanted him, and I was taking this chance. That was Brenna, the girl you saw me with at the ice cream shop the other day. Her ex-boyfriend keeps texting her and threatening to take their little boy if she doesn't cave to him. Ollie's hands clenched. Piece of shit. Ollie had it spot on. For a moment, I wavered before I lowered my voice. I think he might be the one who broke into my apartment. I was with her the first time she called the cops on him. He was angry. Called me a bitch. There were two notes left on the windshield of my car over the last week that basically said the same thing. Rage blistered across his handsome face.
What? Someone's been following you? Fuck, Nikki, why didn't you tell me?
I didn't have proof, and I didn't know what you would do. His jaw clenched, and those sapphire eyes flashed.
I think you knew exactly what I would do.
It was true. It was exactly why I was afraid to tell him. I nodded, then started toward him so I could move down the hall. You're right. I was afraid of what you might do and what that might mean. We can talk about that later. But right now, Brenna needs me, and I need to get over there. I let my fingertips brush across his bare abdomen as I passed. He shuddered. Fire rippled and danced. I'd almost made it to the guest room when his voice boomed in the enclosed hall, and I froze in the doorway.
I'm coming with you.
Of course he was. I wasn't even going to argue it. I glanced at him from over my shoulder and gave him a nod before I rushed inside and pulled on some jeans and a tee and slipped my feet into some shoes. 5 minutes later, we were flying down the road in Ollie's Mustang, taking the corners fast. Intensity bound in the air. Worry and fear and fury. I felt it radiating from Ollie's flesh, dripping from his pores. His protection of me. Maybe the protection of a girl he didn't even know. Take a right here, I told him. The tires squealed as he took a sharp turn. 2 seconds later, Brenna's mother's house came into view. My stomach dropped to the floorboards. Caleb was in the driveway, shouting at Brenna, who was cowering against the back of her car. Dread spiraled through my senses. Oh my God, I told her to stay inside. Quick to release the seatbelt, I sat forward, hand already on the door latch, as Ollie screeched to a stop.
What the fuck? Ollie growled. It's that little fucker who sold me the car.
His arm flew out in front of my chest, his body ridged in hard lines, muscles bristling as he took in the scene.
Don't move out of that seat, Nikki.
His door flew open, voice low.
I mean it.
I didn't pause, didn't listen. I jumped out of the car. Caleb whirled around when he felt me approaching him.
You, bitch. You're responsible for all of this. Telling her not to be with me.
No, Caleb, you're responsible, you twat. I didn't say it, not wanting to incite him more. It didn't matter because he started for me as if this time he was going to take his anger out on me. His warnings never so glaring than right then. A tremble of fear rocked through me as I prepared for him to hit me. A blur of movements had me taking a shocked step back. Before I could process it, Ollie had an arm hooked around Caleb's neck from behind, his hold cinched tight. No fear, no reservation. Brenna shrieked, and Ollie wrangled Caleb, who clawed at his arm, flailed and kicked and shouted as if he might wrestle out of his hold. I doubted it took a whole lot of exertion on Ollie's part to keep Caleb restrained. Ollie had the scrawny kid in a lock that there was no chance he could break free of. Once he knew he had him contained, Ollie sent me an angry glare.
Told you to stay in the car.
Since when do you get to tell me what to do? I shot at him. He scoffed and pretty much rolled his eyes while he kept a tight hold on Caleb, who continued to flail and kick.
And you say I'm impossible,
he said.
You asshole. Let me go, you piece of shit. You're gonna regret it, Caleb ranted.
Ollie tightened his hold.
Pretty sure it's not gonna be me who's feeling the regret, fucker. You really think I was gonna let you play us all? Is that what you thought? You thought wrong.
Confusion wound through my mind, Ollie's words making absolutely no sense. But my only concern right then was Brenna. Brenna, who started sobbing when I pulled her into my arms. She clutched me and buried her face in my shirt. Nikki, you're here.
I've got you,
I'm right here. Sirens rode on the night, a quiet toll that grew closer and closer with every second that passed. The police are on their way. You're safe. You're safe. Her fingers curled in my shirt.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, but he was trying to get inside to take Kyle. I couldn't let him take him. I won't let him take him.
Shh. I know, I know. It's okay. Kyle's cries lifted on the dense air, fearful and distraught, and I peeked over to where Brenna's mother was holding him, her wary attention darting between all of us.
That's my son, Caleb shouted. My girlfriend. You can't keep them from me. They're my family.
He thrashed against Ollie's restraint, and Ollie was hauling him further back, out into the street, away. But I could hear him, the low warning he uttered at Caleb's ear.
Shut the fuck up, asshole. You don't get to claim someone as your family when you threaten them, when you hurt them. That's not what family is. You think you can mess with her, take advantage of her? I'll end you if you even look at her again. You hear me, asshole?
Two cruisers rounded the corner, lights reflecting off the darkened sky. I knew neighbors were peering out, could feel the eyes of morbid curiosity, but the only thing I cared about was Brenna, that she was safe. Four officers slipped out of their cruisers, their guns drawn. Thank God one was Seth.
Don't move, one of them shouted. Stand down, Seth ordered, pushing a hand out at the officers as he moved toward Ollie and Caleb, cuffs out. On the ground, he told Caleb.
Ollie released him, and Caleb dove to the pavement.
Motherfucker, he gritted, face in the ground. Motherfucker is right, Ollie spat, backing away and letting Seth read Caleb his rights as he cuffed him and patted him down.
Seth hauled him to his feet, looking between Ollie and me.
Is him?
He asked me. I nodded. That's him. Ollie roughed an agitated hand through his hair that flashed with the colors of the lights that spun through the night, his face lit up. So bold and striking, I lost more of my breath. My beast.
Asshole came into Roke's this afternoon with an old car that used to belong to Nikki's grandparents. Nikki told me about the notes. He has to have been stalking her, finding out who her family was and trying to get close.
Caleb flailed and tried to jerk free from Seth, the guy so clearly high he looked deranged.
What the fuck are you talking about? That's bullshit, man. I haven't been stalking that stupid bitch. I don't want anything to do with her. That car was on the straight. Save it. You can make your statement at the station.
Seth led him to the back of one of the cruisers and placed him in the back seat. Brenna breathed out another cry, but this one was made of relief. I looked over at Ollie, mouthed, thank you. He just stared back as if he was promising he wouldn't be anywhere else. Inside, Seth took both Brenna and her mother's statements. First and foremost, Caleb had violated his restraining order. More charges might be coming, ones related to me and my apartment. They were still waiting for Prince to come back. Seth was going to put a rush on them, hoping we got something to substantiate our suspicions. Seth left, promising he'd be calling soon.
Thank you so much, Brenna told him as she showed him to the door.
Take care of yourself,
he told her.
Unfortunately, he'll probably make bail in the morning since he didn't cause any bodily harm. It'd be good for you to have someone with you at all times.
Slipping out, he let his eyes move to Ollie and me in some kind of warning before he disappeared down the walk. From behind, we watched as Brenna tremored with a fresh round of fear. Ollie stood, gruff and rugged, but his voice was soft.
Think it'd be good for you to come to my place tonight until we get this sorted out?
Brenna turned around, her fingertips pressed to her mouth. You'd do that for me? Ollie rocked in discomfort. I saw it for what it was, the way he wanted to protect the world from horrible people, from the type of man we were sure had stolen Sydney from us. He dropped his gaze when he finally said,
Don't have a lot to offer people, Brenna. But if I can offer this, take care of you and your son for a little bit.
He looked up.
There's nothing I'd want more.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you did tonight.
Brenna spread her hand over the comforter in the guest bedroom, clearly needing something to busy herself.
You keep telling me that,
I told her with a soft smile where I sat next to her with my knees hugged to my chest. But I really mean it. Carefully, she peeked up at me. You know, when he started texting me, the first person I thought to call was you. You have a way of making me feel safe. I want you to both feel it and live it, Brenna. You don't have to live in fear. We'll make sure of that. Silence moved through the space, and I could feel her reservations, a new kind of heaviness moving through her heart. You really think he did that to your apartment? I studied her face. You don't? I asked carefully. She lifted a shoulder. The drugs changed him. He was so sweet to me when we first started dating. Her voice had turned wistful, filled with longing of that time. She shook her head. He's just fine when he's not using, but when he does, he becomes rash and impulsive, and a lot of times it translates to aggression. She blinked at me. It's hard for me to imagine him thinking to go to your place to scare you that way, leaving those notes. I set my hand on her knee. People do crazy things when they're desperate, Brenna. It's part of the problem, the spiral. They dig themselves deeper and deeper until they can't see a way out, and then they're doing everything they can to fight it, change it, all the while they're making the worst choices all over again. I just wish he'd go back to being the person he was when he asked me to the dance in 9th grade. Her bottom lip trembled. I know you think it's stupid, that we're young, but there was a time when he really loved me and I loved him. We messed up, did things too young. It got away from us. But we did love each other. I took her hand and squeezed it. I don't think it's stupid. Not at all. Don't ever let someone tell you young love isn't real. But sometimes things change. Things we can't control. All we can control is the here and now. And right now, you and that little boy deserve so much more than what Caleb has been giving you. I know that. Good. I blew out the strain that weighed heavily and stood. What do you say I go get your little cutie so you two can get some rest? Tell me that man of yours didn't feed him sugar, she said, voice turning wry. Man of mine? I challenged, lifting my brow with a smirk. I already told you he was a friend. Oh, come on, Miss Nikki. You pretty much have drool dripping from the corner of your mouth every time you look his way. Is that so? Uh-huh. And every time he looks at you? I'm pretty sure he's picturing ripping off your clothes with his teeth. She grinned and wiggled her brows. I have to say, with a man who looks like that, I wouldn't mind all that much having him fantasizing about me either. My mouth dropped open. Hey, don't go making any moves on my man. She laughed. See, told you so. A giggle slipped out. It should have been impossible with everything that had happened tonight. But I thought maybe some good things were finally coming together. I'll be right back, I told her before I eased out the door and down the hall. Ollie had insisted he would get Kyle a snack while I helped Brenna get settled in the guest room. I'd left them with Kyle sitting on one of the high-backed stools, babbling something Ollie was clearly pretending he understood. Now I slowed, inching forward when I noticed all the lights had been doused, the open living space only illuminated by the lights that poured in from the windows. I peeked my head out at the end of the hall. My chest squeezed and my heart expanded. Oh, God. This man. He was absolutely undoing me. He was sitting on the couch, Kyle fast asleep in his arms. The little boy's thumb was in his mouth, and his cheek was pressed to Ollie's chest as Ollie softly patted his back. Tattooed arms wrapped so protectively around Kyle's tiny body. Tears pricked at the back of my eyes. And that old, old love burst free. No longer held. No longer bottled. Hey, I whispered as I inched out, keeping quiet so as not to startle Kyle. Ollie's eyes popped open, and he smiled. He smiled the softest smile, and it moved right through the center of me. Hey, he said. He started to get fussy, so I walked him a bit before he fell asleep. I nodded at him. Unable to speak around the lump that formed in my throat. I moved that way and carefully pulled Kyle from his arms. Ollie stood behind me, and I walked down the hall, my knock quiet before I pushed open the door and took Kyle to Brenna, who was fixing a spot for him to sleep. I passed him to her. She gazed down at him, adoration on her face. And I felt it all around me. Adoration, love. "Sleep well," I told her. She just nodded, and I moved back out, Ollie waiting for me right on the other side of the door. He took my hand, and I followed him back to his room. He flipped on the bedside lamp, and I went directly into his bathroom. I washed my face, peeled off my jeans, and moved back out to where he lay on the bed, wearing only his underwear. His big body sculpted of muscle, covered in ink. But those eyes, they pierced me from across the room. I started for him, only to falter a step when my attention caught on what was on the other side of his room. A wall covered in pictures. Not just any pictures. It was pictures and newspaper articles and prints tacked everywhere, layer upon layer. Sucking in a ragged breath, my eyes narrowed as I inched that way. Horrified. And somehow in awe. Sydney's smiling face beamed from all of the pictures, her expression so free and full of belief. The way she'd always lived. What she'd always been so patient to instill in me when I'd always been the timid one itching to shed my sticky skin. There were a ton of pictures of the three of us, playing, laughing, arms hooked over each other's shoulders, inseparable. But it was the newspaper articles that gutted me. So many of them were about her from the time when she'd gone missing. More of other girls, cold cases, kidnappings, rapes, murders. Strings were attached between some of them and notes jotted across others. Clues, questions. A chill slicked down my spine and spread across my skin. Warily, I looked back at him. He'd sat up on the edge of the bed, his legs flung over the side, raking a nervous hand through his hair. "You've been looking for her this whole time?" He looked up at me, his voice quieted so Brenna wouldn't hear.
"What else could I possibly do? Forget. Give up like the detectives. Looking for her is the only thing I've ever had, Nikki. I can't give up the hope that maybe, just maybe, one day I might find her."
My stomach twisted. A coil of misery and desire and affection. I looked back to the things that he had tacked to the wall. My fingertips reached out to flutter over the red woven bracelet with the charm inscribed with "Fly." It exactly matched the one I still wore around my ankle. Ollie's piece. The third one would be forever missing. They say heartbreak isn't physical. I believed it was a lie. Because I could feel it. Could feel his. Just as I could feel the same crack running right down the center of me. Everything adding up and becoming this weight I didn't know how to bear. It was a rending of my chest. A splintering of my soul. Cautiously, I moved toward him, the space between us coming alive, shimmering, streaks of color, flashes of light, chemistry. Ours had been ugly for so long, like a shadow hanging over us. Now I waded through it like the gift it always should have been. I got down on my knees in front of him and pressed my hand to the side of his face. "Ollie," I whispered, like praise. Did he know? Could he possibly understand what I felt for him, what I always had? Part of me hated him for not seeing it. Or maybe it was just that I knew he saw it, felt it, and he'd rejected it anyway. Most of me understood it fully. The guilt he bore, his own bitter cross, the one marked over his heart that would forever bleed for his sister. In the dim light, those sapphire eyes captured mine. Emotion brimming over. So many questions. All the reservations and walls that were still there. The hurt laid out between us, and the love that had been the base of it all. He weaved his fingers through my hair.
"Nikki."
My name was a breath. I smoothed my hands up his strong thighs. A ripple of need trembled through him.
"Nikki."
This time it was a warning. I edged up and pressed a bunch of kisses across his wide, wide chest.
"What are you doing?"
It was a low grumble. "Taking care of you the way you took care of me." His fingers sank into my hair, taking fistfuls as he tugged me back.
"Don't think that's a good idea."
"And why's that?" I whispered, letting my kisses glide down his abdomen. Cut and carved, Perfection. His muscles twitched beneath my touch, and I felt him grow hard in his briefs. Earlier on the couch, I'd wanted him to take me, desperate to feel him inside me again, that greedy place within lighting up with his touch, wanting more, wanting it all. But this was for him.
Because I don't get this.
I don't get you, he said, holding on tighter as if he wanted to push me away but couldn't let me go. I edged up on my knees and pressed my mouth under his jaw. His short beard tickled my face, and there was nothing I could do but inhale, fill myself with this man. His pulse boomed, a thunder against my lips. I kissed down his throat and across his pecs, the massive muscles straining as he arched. Yearning to get closer, to receive it, while his broken spirit believed the only thing he deserved was to suffer this alone.
You already have me, Ollie. You always did. Did you feel me all that time?
I murmured across his hot flesh, my tongue licking out to taste.
I was right there, all along.
He grunted, and his hands fisted tighter in my hair, words grating as they hit the air.
I fucked it all up. I'm fucked up, Nikki. You deserve much more than what I've got to offer you.
No, Ollie, you're wrong. You don't see yourself clearly. You don't realize how amazing you are. You don't realize the guy I see when I look at you. The guy I saw tonight.
The man who would have given it all for any of us. He was a masterpiece, sculpted and carved and chiseled, massive, bigger than life. I wanted him to see he belonged in my life, the way he always had. Desire twisted my insides, and I caressed my mouth lower, over the fabric of his underwear where the head of his dick begged for me.
Nikki.
This time it was confusion, my name hanging like a precipice. So close to letting go.
It's me, Ollie. Me. Lose yourself in me. I want to take care of you.
I peeked up at him and let a small smirk work to my face. I think it's only fair since I let you take care of me, don't you? A dark chuckle resonated in his chest, filled with restraint and lust. He brushed his fingers down the side of my face.
Think the only thing unfair right now is the way you're looking at me.
My tongue darted out to wet my lips. And how am I looking at you?
Like I mean something.
I kissed across the definition of his hip, burying my nose in his skin as I muttered the words, "You mean everything." He groaned, and he reached down and took me by the sides of the head, lifting me to look at him. Gently. So gently it shouldn't have been possible for a hulking man like him. Beast. Old memories spun, and a wistful smile swam on my mouth when I took one of his hands and urged him to standing. The power of his need shook the walls. I could feel it radiating and crashing. I looked up at him, and he cupped my cheek.
"Sweet girl," he murmured, tracing his thumb under my eye. "I don't want to hurt you."
He kept looping back to that. Didn't he know the only way he could hurt me was by letting me go?
"I know, Ollie, I know."
I dipped my fingers in the waistband of his tight black briefs and began to peel them down. My heart raced and my skin caught fire. Because his cock jumped free, bouncing in front of me, every bit as intimidatingly beautiful as the man. Every previous encounter with Ollie had been a fumble in the dark, teens sneaking around and the disaster at my apartment last year. This was Ollie and me, both of us here, present. No one to tell us we were doing anything wrong except for the guilt we both wore like a shroud. I saw him when he flipped, when he stopped trying to resist this, or maybe he just couldn't any longer. Blue eyes blazed down at me with a lusty, harsh sort of desire. He gave a demanding tug at the back of my hair, voice muted, meant only for me.
"You gonna let me have that mouth, sunshine?"
My heart beat frantically, madly. Every cell in my body was swept up in the intensity. Stomach trembling, my tongue darted out and licked across his engorged head. He jerked, gritting his teeth as he tightened his hold in my hair.
"Little tease. Been teasing me all these years. Coming in my bar acting like we didn't know each other. talking to your friends like I might just be another conquest. It was the only thing I could do not to fall at your feet. Wanted to kill every guy I ever saw you with. Hands running up his hips, I whispered, "You managed to chase them all away anyway." He ran a thumb over my lip. "Couldn't stand the thought of another man with you." I didn't think he understood the way I felt every time I saw him with another girl. As fleeting as they were, every time, it was the stab of a knife, bleeding me dry. I took him in my hand. The velvet flesh was smooth on my palm, such a contradiction to the heavy, hard length that begged for release underneath. I never wanted anyone else. A shudder rocked him as I stroked him once. Fuck. I wrapped my other hand around him, both hands running his rigid length as I pumped him, lightly at first, gathering the glistening bead at his throbbing head before I tightened and began to stroke him. "Nikki, you're gonna kill me. Shit." I peeked up at him as I wound him higher. Magnificent. His jaw clenched as he stared down at me, his chest wide, beard full on his immaculate face. All man. The man I held in my hands. Stroking him greedily, my breaths became pants. Need welled in me like the swill of the rising river. Higher and higher, threatening to overflow. I squeezed my thighs together while his shook, splintering control. "Feels so good," he grunted. "Those sweet hands, Nick. They've always been so sweet. You always hit it with that smart mouth. But I knew. I knew." His words were grit, lined with a tenderness I felt brushing across my flesh like a lover's caress. I leaned in and pressed a gentle kiss to the tip of his cock. I tasted the salty manliness of him, the intensity of who he was. My oldest friend, my first love, my only love. His fists were a petition where they wound in my hair. "Please, Nikki, sweet girl, take me, suck me, need to feel you." Desperation spun, riding that tether that kept us tied, binding. I pressed my tongue to his engorged, fattened tip before I sucked the crown into my mouth. "Yes," he rumbled, jutting forward, urging me to take him. I laved at the purpled flesh, squeezing his fat base with my hands before I began to take him deeper. A coarse groan pressed between his lips. "I have always loved that mouth." My heart squeezed. Love. It was so strong. So strong it made it hard to see. Deeper and deeper I took him, my hands working the base, the feel of him overwhelming. Moans ripped from his mouth, low and guttural. Needy in a way I'd never heard this man be. "Yes, baby. Fuck. You feel so good. So damn good." His hips began to snap, and I was nothing but an offering on my knees in front of him. Lost. Lost in him where he was lost in me. His hands moved to my cheeks, and I relished the feel of them as he started to rock and jut, harder and deeper. Slow and measured before he picked up a rigorous pace. His grunts struck the air, and that energy crackled, licked at my skin, stirred the need into something potent, compulsive and seductive, inescapable. "Can you take it?" A question and a warning spoken in a low growl. I answered by moving my hands to his ass and hanging on, at his mercy. "Yes," he groaned, fingers spread out wide, holding all of me he could. Then he fucked my mouth, mercilessly, wildly, madly, every thrust raw, every rock needy, possessive, consuming me in a way I'd never before been consumed. I opened to him and took him as far as I could, my lips stretched thin around his hard, imposing length, jaw burning and my spirit soaring. "You, Nikki, you." The words tumbled from him, jumbled and rushed and as clear as I'd ever heard him. My eyes welled with tears as I swallowed around him, taking him to the back of my throat. "Fuck, yes," he hissed, and his hips snapped savagely. Frenzied, succumbing. Just like me. Energy flashed, colors painting the room, a river of emotion, a stream of lust.
His teeth ground to hold back a roar when he came, pouring into my mouth, his gorgeous body bowed as he shivered and jerked. My beautiful, beautiful beast. I swallowed, wanting to drown in him, reveling in the sheer bliss etched in his expression. Streaks of pleasure tore through every tremoring muscle of his body. The man a mountain, a rock who'd just crumbled in my hands. Slowly he pulled back, still holding my face, and he tenderly ran the pad of his thumb across my bottom lip. I was almost nervous, having no idea what direction we were going, terrified he would send me crashing into another brick wall until a smirk took hold of one side of his mouth.
"Guess you really are the orgasm fairy," he murmured, lifting me from under the arms and scooping me back into the safety of his hold.
I tried to hold back the shock of surprised laughter. "I told all of you I was. No one believes me. I know a good match when I see one."
Chemistry. Ours pulsed through the air, fierce and unrelenting.
He climbed onto his bed and pulled me onto his chest. Oh, God. And he thought I was going to ruin him. He gentled his fingers through my hair.
Guess I shouldn't complain about getting on the receiving end of that now, should I?
My teeth raked over my bottom lip. Warmth heating my cheeks, loving that this lost boy wanted to play.
Definitely not. There are some gifts that should never be shoved in a closet or returned.
I began to casually tick them off. Heirloom jewelry. Children's handprints set in plaster. Orgasms. Orgasms should never, ever be considered anything less than the gift they are, I said, the quiet tease playing from my tongue. A thrill of shock vibrated through me. It felt like a dream that I was with him like this, closer than we'd been in so many years. My fingertips trailed over his chest.
"Well, unless you give one to yourself," I ribbed.
"No orgasm fairy required. My services are rendered totally useless."
That was like buying yourself a fake engagement ring. He grabbed my hand and brought it to his lips. "Don't doubt that you caused a few of those, too, Nikki. All these years, thinking about you, wishing it was you."
Chills. They flashed across my skin. My voice quieted, and I scratched at the beard on the side of his face. "I wanted it to be you, too." He pushed his fingers into my hair, somberness stealing into his expression as he stared up at me.
"What if I hurt you?"
My tongue swept across my bottom lip. In hesitation or need, I wasn't sure. "You keep saying that, Ollie, and I'm just gonna keep telling you not to. Treating someone the way they deserve to be treated is as simple as making the choice to." His head minimally shook on his pillow, and he tightened his hold on me. I didn't want him to ever let go. "Sometimes life doesn't give us the choice. Sometimes it takes from us. We have no control over that. No say, no matter what we give up to change it." My voice softened, close to a plea. "And sometimes it's as simple as how you handle what life gives you, how you treat the people around you, how you treat yourself."
"You deserve better than me, sweet girl. Don't you see that yet?"
Scooting up, I pressed both my hands to either side of his head and stared down at him, hoping he could see, hoping he could feel what I'd always felt for him. "You're right, Ollie. I deserve to be loved, to be held and cherished, to have the family I've always wanted. I deserve everything this life has to offer, to make the most of each day. And you..." The words became a wisp from my lips. "You just have to see that you deserve all that, too. That you deserve to be loved and held and cherished, to live life for all it's worth, every single day, whether that's with me or not." Silence swam between us, as heavy as when we'd lay by the lake at night and stare at the sky, when we'd felt so small and still so incredibly brave, stars strewn out across the black canvas, promising there was more out there than a vast expanse of nothingness. He trailed his fingers down my cheek.
"I want to be that guy, Nikki. Just not sure who you see is real. Think he went missing the day his sister did."
Old grief whipped through my spirit. "I know, Ollie," I said, affection thick. "That guy got lost, but I know he's real, that he's right here." I reached down and set my palm flat against his hammering heart.
You just have to find him.
He pressed my hand tighter. We need to stop doing this until I do. Until I know I won't hurt you again. Because I do cherish you, Nikki. Don't ever doubt that. I cherish you. But I'm still not sure I deserve to keep you.
His words slashed and cut and healed. A searing hurt and the sweetest solace. I gently pressed my lips to his, tenderly. With all I had to give, let me help you discover him. He shocked me with his slight nod, our lips gently brushing.
I need you to be patient with me because I refuse to be the guy who hurts you again.
Then he pulled back, eyes going hard as he gripped me by both sides of the face.
Need you to stop keeping secrets from me. I have to figure out how to be the guy you really deserve. But more than that, I need to know you're safe. Keep you safe. And I can't do that if you don't let me in.
I told you where I was going tonight for a reason, Ollie. Because I trust you. Because I want you in my life. He grimaced, but didn't reject it, before he continued.
How did that punk get your grandpa's old car?
A sad, slow sickness rolled through me. My grandma was sick, and I wasn't sure how to deal with that. My mama was worn out, and my sister. I tucked the thoughts down and focused on what Ollie was saying. I don't know. Contemplation rode heavily on the exhale from his nose.
He said your uncle was selling off some stuff. They needed money quick.
Unease slithered through my consciousness. Ollie's voice hardened.
Tried to get in touch with you to make sure it was legit. Needed to know this kid wasn't trying to pull some shit over on us. Bought it either way. Too many memories in that heap for it to go anywhere else.
Heat bloomed at the center of me, a welling of memories. I'm glad you did. He caressed his thumb beneath the hollow of my eye.
Yeah, me too.
My head shook. I'm not sure exactly what's going on over at my grandma's. What I know is things aren't good. They could very well be selling stuff off, although I'm not sure how Caleb got involved. Sorrow took over that confession.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
I know. It's really hard. I paused for a beat before I continued. I'll go over there this week and find out the details of what they're planning. All I know is after my grandpa passed, Grandma went through what was left of their savings pretty fast. Wouldn't surprise me if they're needing to get rid of a few of her things to pay for some of the expenses. Mama said it's been a struggle, but I'll find out. You don't need to worry about that. I doubt it's a big deal.
Everything's a big deal when it comes to you, Nikki. I'm sorry if I ever made it seem like it wasn't, like I didn't care.
I forced a grin onto my mouth. Oh, I knew you cared. No mistaking it when a big, overbearing brute constantly puts his nose in your business. He grunted like he was exactly that. A beast.
That's because you are my business.
I traced my fingertips along the swishes of color written across his chest. Thank you so much for being there tonight. For being there for Brenna and Kyle. Being there for me.
I promised you I'd always take care of you, right?
I nodded. Yeah. I was okay with that. He tugged me all the way on top of him. On all things holy, he was not helping things. A tiny moan escaped my throat at the feel of his bare body beneath mine, strength bristling as our hearts mended. Going back to not being able to touch him was just plain cruel. Pretending again. But this man was worth the wait. He deserved patience. Understanding. He deserved me. And God, every part of me knew I deserved him.
Chapter 20. Ollie. I woke with a start, unfucking prepared to find the girl nestled in my arms, unprepared for the way my heart took off racing, drumming with satisfaction, unprepared for that voice inside of me that shouted that this was the way it was supposed to be. Hell, only a moron would think waking up next to Nikki Walters was anything less than paradise. Didn't mean I wasn't assaulted with a ton of images flying through my brain. Sydney. Sydney, Sydney. The weight of my debt, the truth of what we'd done. I blew it out on a harsh breath and strained to listen to the voices that filtered through the walls.
Brenna was quietly talking to her son, who was blabbering back. So damned cute. My insides twisted with a swell of protection. I jerked with the shrill sound of my phone ringing from my nightstand. Reaching behind me, I swatted for it, trying to silence it before it woke up Nikki, considering we'd gotten